This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Taliban insurgents captured the capital of a province in southern Afghanistan and elsewhere killed the government's senior media officer in Kabul on Friday amid a deteriorating security situation as U.S. and other foreign troops withdraw. A police spokesman says the southern province's capital fell to the hardline Islamists because of a lack of reinforcements from the Western-backed government. The Taliban have taken dozens of districts and border crossings in recent months as foreign forces pull out of the war-torn country after two decades. In New York, UN Special Envoy for Afghanistan Deborah Lyons questioned the Taliban's commitment to a political settlement, telling the UN Security Council the war has entered a deadlier and more destructive phase, quote, reminiscent of Syria recently or Sarajevo in the not-so-distant past. The United States said Friday it would refuse visas to more than four dozen additional Nicaraguans linked to President Daniel Ortega in response to an increasingly harsh crackdown on the opposition ahead of elections. The U.S. State Department said it would refuse entry to 50 family members of Ortega-linked officials, expanding a July 12th announcement of visa restrictions on more than 100 people, including legislators and judges. The announcement comes after Nicaraguan authorities detained a 27-year-old former beauty queen who announced a run as the opposition candidate against Nicaragua's vice president, who is Ortega's wife. Authorities have already arrested seven presidential hopefuls as Ortega prepares in November to seek his fourth consecutive term since returning to power in 2007. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.